This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Jeff Fossert. Coming up, an interview with a minor league baseball player turned college professor. He'll study changes in the game over the last couple of decades. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign, Urbana, but first, today's news. The last absentee ballots to trickle in made a school board race in Champaign closer, but they didn't change the result, as AM 580's Tom Rogers reports.
Under the watch of Champaign School Board candidates Stieg Laniscog and Lynn Stuckey, County Clerk Mark Sheldon and his staff fed 29 ballots into an array of beeping counting machines.
And there were three ballots that had postmarks of April 7th.
When the count was done, the nine extra votes cast in the Unit 4 race narrowed Laniscog's margin of victory from 3-2. Laniscog says he's ready to accept the post after 2 weeks of waiting and worrying.
Let's just say it doesn't help to reinforce your desire to run for public office in any way. Waiting a couple extra weeks is, I'm sure for Lynn and I both, was nerve-wracking at times. Especially since it was so close, but this is the way the process works.
Stuckey says she's not sure if she'll ask for a recount. She has 5 days to do so. But she says she'll keep appearing at school board meetings even if she's not on the board. She's been a frequent and vocal attendee. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says Dr. Quentin Young may still be able to serve on a state health board. Young withdrew from the Health Facilities Planning Board yesterday because he's part owner and property being leased to a health care company. Illinois law prohibits board members from having those kinds of business relationships, but the governor says Young could rearrange his financial affairs.
We'll see what happens there. If it can be done in a matter of a few days, we'll take a look at it. But otherwise, we'll have to move on and find a person of integrity, competence, wisdom to handle a very important assignment.
Dr. Young says he suggested to Quinn's staff that he could sell his share in the property, but he says they weren't interested in that suggestion.
They didn't really address it frontally, but implied that, you know, that kind of last-minute arrangement would seem to be evasive, and I didn't want to do that to be sure. So that's where they left it, and I understood that the governor would have to act on that basis.
Young says he's not really disappointed that he had to withdraw. He says he'll return to lobbying for national health care reform. Champaign City Council hopes to vote again next week on an agreement on what to do with Burnham 310 project. The high-rise and condo project is behind schedule, and council members are divided on whether to let other builders submit bids to complete it. AM 580's Jim Meadows has that story.
The Pickus Companies has missed construction deadlines and had trouble paying bills on the Burnham 310 building. Only 6 of its 18 floors are cleared for occupancy, and work hasn't even begun on condos and townhomes just west of the high-rise. Company principal Jeff Pickus says the upper floors will get a permit for occupancy this week, and other fixes are underway, but Councilman Tom Bruno says the city should open up the rest of the project to other bidders.
I mean, I don't think we have a valid agreement with Pickus. I think they've breached the contract with the city.
But Mayor Jerry Schweihart says Pickus made a strong proposal for the Burnham site when other developers let the city down, and he wants to stand by them.
I think Pickus stuck with us. They started with it. That project, as far as I'm concerned, is going great on the 310. Give them the chance to show what they can do on the rest of the project.
City council members deadlocked last night on proposals to amend the Burnham project schedule, one with Pickus only, the other allowing bids from other builders. Councilwoman Gina Jackson was absent, so under council rules, the vote will be retaken the next time the council meets with full attendance. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A public health official says sellers of home baked goods in the Urbana area are already looking to adjust to a clarification on how the food needs to be prepared. The policy, enforced by Champaign-Urbana's public health district, applies to vendors at the city's market on the square, which has allowed the sale of pies, breads, and cookies made in home kitchens for years. Jim Roberts, the district's director of environmental health, now says such items have to be made in a district-certified kitchen like that in the restaurant. Or he says a church or civic group can also use their kitchen if they get an inspection to obtain the permit. Robert says this change was brought on by a conference hosted by the U of I Extension, revisiting state guidelines for farmers' markets. And he says the recent salmonella outbreak tied to peanut butter also played into the decision.
One of the things that I can do is implement control measures when investigating a foodborne outbreak. I can suspend a permit, I can embargo or hold food to take it out of commerce, and I cannot do that with a home kitchen.
Robert says some of the vendors of baked goods have already sought out alternate means for preparing their food. He says the main difference in a commercial kitchen is that it has a separate sink for washing hands and equipment designed for easily cleaning surfaces. The health guideline specifically applies to regularly scheduled sales of baked goods, but not one-time events like a church fundraiser. Urbana's Market on the Square starts May 2nd. NBC says it's disappointed. Indicted former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich can't go to Costa Rica to tape a reality TV show, but it isn't moving the show to the U.S. to accommodate him. A federal judge in Chicago yesterday denied the ousted governor's request to leave the country to tape NBC's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to a host of federal corruption charges. His bond doesn't let him leave the country. Still, the former governor had asked to go to Costa Rica for the show, which is similar to Survivor. An attorney representing Blagojevich's brother in the corruption case says NBC had been contacted about possibly moving the show. However, NBC released a statement saying there are no plans to move the show to the U.S. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. America's national pastime has changed a lot during the last several decades. That's according to one expert who studied baseball both personally and professionally. Herb Trix has more.
George Gamelch now teaches cultural anthropology at the University of San Francisco. But when he was young, he had dreams of a professional baseball career, and in fact spent several years playing in the minor leagues for the Detroit Tigers. Then he left the game, went back to college, and began his second career in anthropology, including field work around the world. In the 1990s, his wife encouraged him to take another look at his favorite game.
Having been away from the game for 25 years, I was kind of like Rip Van Winkle waking after a 20-year sleep. You know, I hadn't really kept up, so it was interesting going back and seeing all these changes.
One major change these days is who's playing. Gamelch says there are fewer African-American players than in the 60s and more Latinos.
Well, Latinos are more flamboyant in the way they play the game. They have a looser style. They do things, you know, like when I was a kid, you're always taught fielding a ground ball, always just sort of square up and feel the ball with two hands and plant your foot and that kind of. Latinos are more, you know, play a more casual, looser style, and they're more inclined to catch the ball with one hand, throw off balance, throw on the run. But even more than that, I think they're more willing to express their emotions on the field, both exuberance and disappointment.
Currently, 30% of major league players are Latino, but they make up 45% of the minor leagues. Another change he's seen is religion.
Religion has come into the game. There was no baseball chapel. We didn't go to church on Sundays. You know, there were no prayer meetings in the clubhouse in the 60s. Religion was sort of wasn't there really. And now it has a much bigger influence with Sunday services and, you know, people crossing themselves and pointing to the heavens and all that kind of thing.
And Gamelch says the designated hitter is just one example of the growing specialization in baseball.
And now pitchers aren't expected to go 9. They go, you know, if they go 6, that's great, or 7, even better. And then you've got, you know, the short relief and then the long, you have long relief and then you have the closers come in. That's changed pitching a lot.
He worries that fewer young players are playing baseball these days and that the game has lost fans to other sports such as soccer. But it's still pretty popular.
You know, it's more fun going to the ballpark today. The ballparks are better. The sight lines are better. You got the big scoreboards. People are entertained more at the park than they used to be. So that's probably good. In some ways, baseball is a more enjoyable game to watch now. But, there are a lot of things that are, you know, the organ music and the Sunday doubleheaders and the infield chatter. Players choking up with two strikes, you know, all that's gone. Now, maybe some of it is not important to keep, but I think that some of it is a loss.
Gamelch is the author of two books about baseball, Inside Pitch, Life in Professional Baseball, and Baseball Without Borders, and has lectured about the game at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. I'm Herb Trix.
In the forecast for the region, becoming mostly sunny, the high around 62 degrees today, becoming clear tonight, the low around 38. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 72, warmer Thursday night, partly cloudy, the low around 55, windy and mostly sunny Friday, the high around 82, partly cloudy Friday night through Saturday night, the lows around 58, the high around 82 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, April 22nd, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News, and we want to point out a programming announcement that the AM 580 News Daily podcast will be discontinued after this Friday, but you can still find podcasts of AM 580 newscasts on that website, will.illinois.edu. Once again, the podcast will be ending after this Friday, April 24th.